Ozzie Guillen, I really enjoy you and Frank Thomas on NBC Sports Chicago. Can you still boss him around like you did when you were managing?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
How do you like working on TV with Frank?
It's a great experience. You know what I mean? Something keep me on the game, keep me in front of the White Sox. People can still hear our opinion. I think it has been fun. You know, maybe honest, I think it's you know, your big young time has been great. It has been great, especially the White Sox, the way they're playing the last couple of years, the difference between one ball club and another. It's very excited, a great moment, great opportunity for me. And people I work with, these are very special people. Then people behind the camera, the producers, everybody around me has been making myself very comfortable and very pleased with them.
Well, it's fun to watch you guys, and you're obviously enjoying it. But do you want to manage again? Would you like to manage again?
I don't know. You know, some days I wake up, I say yes. Another days I wake up, I say I got enough. And, you know, I have two grandkids now. I like to spend a lot of time with them. But be honest, I'm not a better on the game. When somebody interesting in my job, I will do it, but I'm not, you know what I mean? I don't feel the same way I would feel 2 years ago about I had to manage, I had to go there, I had to put a uniform back on. Those little fire on my body, little by little, walk away. I still, you know what I mean? I still say yes, and I still love to be back in the field, but you know, like it wasn't 2 years ago when I was desperate about it, and now I just take it easy, enjoy my life on TV, enjoy my life with the family, and has been so good so far.
You know what was fun about watching you on the field? And I remember seeing you do this at a Sox game, and I think you did this maybe, I don't know if it was during a playoff game, but who was the big pitcher? Was it Jenks who was kind of heavy?
Bobby Jenks.
Yeah. you'd call for him out of the bullpen instead of pointing. You just take your arms and spread them out wide, like you want the tubby guy.
It's funny because people ask me about it. It's like, no, I'm not trying to make fun of Bobby. I just like have two guys warming up in the bullpen, two righties. And the situation was like, okay, is this happening? Police is in the game. This happening. Bobby's on the game. Then it was Bobby's chance to go in, and I'll make sure I want to call the right one to make sure nobody make a mistake. And the first thing come to my mind was that the people love it. I don't think Bobby Jenks appreciate that, but that's the only thing going through my mind that particular time.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of fun with you on the field, the way you interacted with fans and enjoyed the game, because after all, it's entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I love to be on the field. I do love. I like to compete. I like every day is something different. I like to be around with the players. I think one of the things I miss the most, being in the clubhouse with the players, being in the clubhouse with them and enjoy that and get mad at them, talk to them, be in the bus together, be in the hotel room together. You know what I mean? It's something I really am missing. But, you know, like I say, little by little, the little fire I have on it is there, but it's still there. It's no doubt about it. It's still there, but so many things you miss about the game. You miss the competition. I love the competition, doing the game. I guess then all the manager strategies and all the stuff come with the game. I really love it, and I really have. You know me. I think I have been lucky. I have been lucky because I played so many years. I play in the city. I always love, and I will love. I still live in Chicago. The opportunity I have managing the team I grew up with, it was amazing. I was lucky enough to do that, take them to the prime time. It was outstanding, and I always will appreciate Jerry and Kenny give me the opportunity to manage the team I feel for, and give me the opportunity to win the championship with them. And it's something, you know, I mean, nobody can take it away from me and my family. It's something we all got to remember to it. Like I said earlier, we live in the city. I think I got to die here in Chicago. And to me, seeing people, Pudishay, and talk to me about 2005, talk to me about my career. So, you know what's funny? funny is when I was managing, people forgot a play. Now I'm on TV, people forgot I'm managing. You know what I mean?
Short memories.
You know, it's like, oh my God, you do it great on TV. I love it. I say, oh, you know, you were playing for a little while here, managing for a little while there. But it's fun, man. And I tell you what, every time it's nice. I live down, I don't know if they call it southwest, west south. I don't know. I live in the Mountside, Homer Glen. And every time I walk through different places, the people all appreciate myself. And it's something you cannot feel more better than this. You know, to be honest with you, it feels so great. And you don't know. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you do until you start meet people and go out and then talk to people around golf courses, grocery stores, or all the different places. It's something like, wow, you know, thank God I was, you know what I mean, people still love me and people still respect me and people appreciate me same way I do with people here in Chicago.
Well, yeah, you deserve it. You're getting back what you gave.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ozzie, when you look at where the White Sox are right now, unfortunately, it's a 5-game losing streak, but there's no reason for panic, is there? I mean, this is the kind of thing that happens during a long season, right?
Yeah, I mean, 162 games, that's a long game, especially when few key guys got hurt early. I think Tony La Russa doing a tremendous job about trying to keep this team together. It's not easy. Come here managing when you don't know anyone, and you just know the ball club by TV or videos. You only have so much time, spring training, to know who they was, who they are, what they can do. But I think the benches have been very, very good. Pitching staffs have been great. You got to go through this. You got to go through this. No matter how good a team you have, no matter how bad a team you got to have, you all got to go to hiccups like this. Hopefully, you know, I think they were spoiled a little bit. We were spoiled watching this team play every day and winning every game, like, very easy. And course of the season, a long season, you're going to go this. Nobody win 162, and nobody lose 162. And then right now, White Sox is in a good position. Now the Cleveland, I think it's a two-penny race team. It's going to be Cleveland Indians and the White Sox. Cleveland got a face, tough. They got a tougher schedule than the White Sox from now to the All-Star break. And I think the White Sox should take advantage the schedule they have, and I think they should be fine. Obviously, we need to start hitting. We have a couple guys, key guys in the line now. They struggle right now, but I think, you know, they're professional. They're good hitters. They did in the past. I don't think we should be panicking right now. Then it's a little bit too early to start panicking.
I know you. What you're going to ask him here, Andy, yeah. And we have just a minute left. And after watching Ozzy go nuts on TV last night, Ozzy, see if you can control yourself and keep your answer to this question to 60 seconds. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, I was just going to get your thoughts because I know you went off on this a little bit last night on the postgame show about Major League Baseball cracking down on the substances on the baseball and just the way that it's kind of clogging things up. And there have been some pretty poor reactions to this rule.
It's sad. It's sad. Just to make it quick. It's sad because they did in the middle of a season. They didn't when the fans was excited to get back on the game. Players was excited after the COVID, and I think that was unnecessary. If you want to make the rule, you got to make the rules in the off season. Pitcher, they can start get used to do that. I don't think cheating is very bad, but sometimes when you put something in your hands, that will help. But what they're doing right now, like they. They check those guys, and they're like, they're going to the airport. Like, what? What is this? Like, okay. Like, they check those guys, like, they're going to the border and bring some bad stuff to the country. I think that's embarrassing. Especially, you know what I mean? Especially with a pitcher had a bad game, and someone probably got to check me and say, look, I just give up 5 runs. You think I got something on it? And they're going to create problems. They're going to create, hopefully not. But last night already happened. And they will continue to happen. And I think a Major League Baseball and Player Association have got to get together very soon. I said, you know what? We make a mistake. We got to change this thing. We got to make this rule for next year. then everybody be okay. But you talk to the players right now, and you saw.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing. It's sad. It's embarrassing.
Yep.
Very embarrassing and very sad, the situation baseball go through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should be doing that.
Yeah, and it's stupid. We'll let you go. Ozzie Guillen, you'll see him on the pregame and postgame, NBC Sports Chicago, early game in Pittsburgh today. And don't pull your hamstring on TV, Ozzie. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. And I will always be here for you guys. Thank you so much.